A second Nigerian man has been taken into custody after locking himself in a toilet on a plane in Detroit. It was the same flight number as the plane involved in the Christmas Day incident, in which a different Nigerian man was charged with attempting to blow up a transatlantic jet. Australians travelling to the United States will now face extra security checks. At least 8 protesters have reportedly been killed in Iran in violent clashes between anti-government crowds and police. The nephew of former opposition candidate Mir Hussein Mousavi was among 4 killed in Tehran, while the others died in the northern city of Tabriz. Iranian state television is reporting police arrested 300 people during the protests. In New South Wales, several properties are expected to be cut off today as heavy rain continues across the state. Flood warnings are in place for Castlereagh and the Hastings River on the state's mid-coast. Rising waters have already isolated a number of properties. Yesterday, a 70-year-old woman was rescued from her car when it was washed into the Hastings River near the town of Pipeclay. And in the Sydney to Hobart yacht race, leader Alfa Romeo is expected to sail into Hobart early this evening. Race favourite Wild Oats is trailing in third place. I'll be back with more news later.